And now, James Gravel.
In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, Peter commanded Christians to always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. The term translated give a defense refers to any kind of answer or justification, whether formal or informal. Peter thus laid the obligation of giving a defense for the Christian faith upon every child of God. This is not an option, it is a requirement. Spiritually speaking, accountable people are in one of two states, lost or saved. Those who are lost eventually will endure what the Bible calls the judgment of hell, Matthew 23, verse 33. Those who are saved are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 2, and one day will receive eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began, Titus 1 verse 2. The question then is, how does a person go from being lost to being saved? The Bible has the answer. First, a sinner must hear God's word. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Second, a person must believe that Jesus is God's Son. John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Third, an individual must repent of his sins. Jesus said in Luke 13, verse 3, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Fourth, one must confess Christ as God's Son. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Fifth, a person must be baptized for the forgiveness of his sins. Acts 2:38 says, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. When a person does these five things, he becomes a member of Christ's body, the church, Colossians 1:18. Only in Christ's church can he enjoy the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with his eternal glory, 2 Timothy 2:10, and every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, Ephesians 1:3. Are you a member of Christ's church? If not, why not?